Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. And this program is recorded. We are not accepting any phone calls. Our guest today is a local nurse from Punxsutawney. Her name is Joelle. Thank you for calling in this morning, Joelle.
Thank you.
Now, we are recording this on a Tuesday, and a lot of the stats are going to change. But first of all, let's get out what you're doing. Local nurse from Punxsutawney, Joelle, you have a program called Feeding the Nurses.
Yes, that's correct. So what we're doing is we're accepting donations from anyone from the public, and 100% of that is going to go towards feeding nurses or healthcare workers lunch for the day. And that is starting locally in Punxsy and then just kind of growing out to the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Okay, this is great, feeding the nurses. Now, I know that in Pittsburgh, they have something called Feeding the Frontline in Pittsburgh. And that's what they're doing down there. They're feeding the healthcare workers and stuff. But what they're doing is they're pulling in money. And then I think they go to the restaurants and establishments and they get the food and then they bring it to hospitals for the people in the front line to feed them, like you said, during the lunch break that you get. And this actually originated, I found out, in Boston, Massachusetts. They started something like this. So this is great that you're getting it going. Now, how is yours different? Or how is it similar?
I wasn't really aware of the other places doing that. We don't even have cable at my house.
Oh, okay.
So, but I think that it's really awesome to hear that. And some family members told me that they heard some other places were doing similar things. I guess if there's any difference with ours, we are shooting for local small businesses. And so we're not really interested in franchises or the bigger restaurants. This is really to help small businesses and the healthcare field. So locally owned family restaurants, those are the ones that we're really interested in. And they have to offer delivery as well. So we get a hold of them, we set it all up, and if they are interested in continuing, then that's what we do.
So then if somebody wants to, help feed, you know, the frontline workers, the nurses and stuff in the hospital, do they call the local mom and pop business and say, hey, look, I'm going to send a large pizza over to the hospital for the staff there for their lunch? Is that how this works?
No. So we're kind of the middleman. They can donate any amount of money to, we have a PayPal account and we have a P.O. box. And after the account reaches so much money, then we contact the local business, we organize the lunch, and it gets sent to the hospital.
Oh, that's great. So people can donate to you directly then?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, how do they find you? Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, our Facebook page is Feed the Nurses. And the background picture is like red, and it just says Feed the Nurses. It has almost a little X in the image. And then our PayPal account is paypal.me/feedthenurses.
Okay, great. So people can go to Facebook and they'll find the PayPal account as well.
Yes, and we have the P.O. box listed there as well.
Ah, so people can actually send the cash. And then what you do is you pick out the mom and pop restaurant, which is great that you're supporting local business. You know, that is fantastic. You're supporting the local businesses. And then, you know, people are helping you guys out on the front line with lunch and that kind of stuff. Well, that's got to be like a big, you know, relax. Like, oh, wow, lunch is taken care of. What's it like being on the front line with the COVID-19 thing going on right now?
Well, luckily right now I'm working casually as I'm going back to school. And I know it really hasn't hit our area very hard right now, but I know that all of the local hospitals are getting prepared for the storm, and you know, all we can do is get prepared and learn from the bigger hospitals and try and do the best that we can. So that's kind of where we're at right now. I think
you're doing a lot of testing of people in the area, right?
I haven't personally done any testing, so I don't really know that I can speak on it, but I think that there has been a lot of testing done.
Wow. Now, what kind of shift do you put in then? Is it a long shift?
Yeah, we normally work 12, 13-hour days at the hospital, like on a normal day. So
Wow. And then you look at the...
If things get crazy, it might be even more.
Yeah, really, because, you know, as the time that we are recording this, they are talking about the surge of the COVID-19 cases, you know, in our area. And, you know, feeding the nurses and stuff like that. Now, you're not excluding doctors from this, or is this just really for the nurses?
No, I called it feed the nurses, but it's really to feed anybody that's working in healthcare. And what I usually do is I call the unit a few days ahead and ask them what their head count's going to be for that day, and that we're planning on feeding them lunch
wow.
for the afternoon.
Can you kind
so
of...
that's patient... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's patient care techs, respiratory therapists, doctors, nurses, basically anybody that's going to be present on that floor that day that would, you know, like to have lunch. We count them in and we get lunch to them.
All right. So can you kind of paint the scene of what it's like in a break room where you have all the doctors, all the nurses, everybody's hanging out, you're on your break. And what's it like?
So normally it's very scattered, and sometimes you don't even get to eat lunch. And that's kind of what prompted me to think of this idea a few months ago. And then with everything happening recently, it really just came together. But there's days that, you know, you don't get to eat lunch in your 13-hour day. And there's days that maybe you don't get to eat till 2 or 3 in the afternoon. There's days that you maybe don't make it to the cafeteria in time because you're taking care of your patients. And us nurses and healthcare workers in general, we have a really bad diet because we're stressed out and we just grab stuff to eat real quick. So that also kind of prompted me that, you know, maybe a meal delivery would be a good idea, and not just any meal delivery, a healthy meal.
Ah, see, now I was thinking, you know, I mean, first thing that comes to my head, pizza and cheeseburgers, you know, but you know, I can eat that on the job and nobody would really know, you know, as long as I'm not doing this at the time and I have a mouthful of food. But like, you clearly can't eat and look at a patient at the same time, you know, taking a couple bites of slice of pie and okay, hold on a second, I'll get those results back. You know, you can't do
right.
that. So what's the best kind of food that you can like eat and in a very short amount of time and then go back to see patients, wash hands and all that kind of stuff?
Well, what we, you know, sometimes have to do is you take a bite out of your food and your phone rings or someone needs you, you cover it back up and you run out, and then you might come back to it a little bit later. So it's really just a matter of being able to cover it up and possibly reheat it. What we've done for lunches so far is we've done like little sandwiches, soup, and salads, which I thought the salads would be nice because that's something that I never seem to pack and that I always want.
And there's a lot of local restaurants, great mom and pop restaurants that have all kinds of salads that are really good.
Yeah, their salads are delicious.
Oh, I love like, you know, the steak salads, chicken salads. I mean, really.
Yes.
I mean, of course, I got to douse it with dressing.
And yeah, you get your protein in there and you feel like you're eating good still, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, and especially after the fries come out of the deep fryer and you put that on it and then you throw the cheese on top of that and it melts all over the whole... Lord, that just
That's
sounds
a Pennsylvania thing. I do love fries on my salad.
Well, and then in Ohio, they have a thing where they put like sauce on their fries.
Oh, it, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a spaghetti sauce on.
No way!
It's a meat sauce. It's a meat sauce.
It's on the
French fries. Oh, it's great. Cheese, and then you know they throw a whole bunch of cheese on it.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. Wow. See, now, I don't know, we're on this food thing
now
here.
Now it's gone bad.
Well, this is great that, you know, you're organizing this. And again, you're a local nurse from Punxsutawney. You kind of want to be in the background, is what you said. Joelle is your name. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people going, oh, I know Joelle. I know her. And what you can do is you can go on Facebook. Feed the Nurses is your page on Facebook. And then your PayPal account is right there. And if somebody wants to donate to Feed the Nurses, boy, this is a great cause. It's a local cause. Local hospital staff will get fed. And you're buying from local restaurants. And that is a good thing. How do you take the order from everybody? Can you get a general consensus and say, what are we having today, pizza or salad? And then you have a lot of people say, pizza. You know, how do you do that?
From the nursing staff, you mean?
Yeah.
We just surprise them. We just surprise them with a meal. So, I do ask if there's any, like, allergies or dietary restrictions, but usually everyone's just happy to get fed.
Wow. So. Do you have the gluten-free, no peanuts person there too?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they're there. You'll find them. Well, first of all, I really appreciate what you and everybody else, you know, you're all doing in the healthcare field right now on the front lines, and you know, and you know, best of, you know, everything for you in coping with all of this and the stressors and everything, and you know, you think about it. I mean, really, you know, you're doing a great job by just doing what you're doing, you know, and then you know, to throw like a lunch in. I think this would be great if you know people would donate to you. You know, when did the idea hit you?
Well, I was thinking of it for a few months, and actually a few weeks ago, I was getting my car worked on, and I was sitting there and just thinking, and it just kind of came to me, and I thought, okay, this is the time, this is the moment that needs to get this rolling, because I think, you know, the healthcare workers need to feel appreciated, small businesses need to be supported, and you know, communities come together in times of struggle, and it's a great thing to see. So I wanted to do my part.
What made you want to get into healthcare?
What prompted me to get into healthcare was just wanting to help people and make people feel better. And that's, I feel like, a standard thing across the board. You know, nurses get in to make people feel better, and it's became so much more than just that for me. There's so many different aspects of being a nurse, and it's a pleasure just to get to know people and get to take care of them whenever they're at their lowest moments and sometimes their best moments. So,
and you also have to kind of play therapist with some people, too, on that job.
Sure, yeah.
You know? They're going with, you know, going through a lot of stress in a very, you know, adverse situation, and then, you know, the ones with the great bedside manners are the ones who, you know, really stand out, you know. So I mean, you know, on so many levels, I really appreciate what you and everyone in the medical community are doing, you know, right now and all the time for that matter. You know, it's fantastic.
Well,
and
thank you.
And this is a great cause. So again, let's plug it. It's Feed the Nurses. That's on Facebook. And can you explain what people do? They go to Facebook. They check out Feed the Nurses. And you said it, there's a red screen or something like that.
Yeah, go to Feed the Nurses on Facebook, and our picture is a red background, and it just says Feed the Nurses. We have listed our PayPal account and our P.O. box. So if you'd rather send like a personal check in the mail, you just make it out to Feed the Nurses. And 100% of your donation will go towards feeding a hospital unit or office lunch for the day. And at this rate right now, we're usually ordering 1 to 2 lunches a week. And I hope that this can continue even after this COVID crisis, because I think our healthcare workers need to feel appreciated all year round. So,
all right. Well, that is great. So by all means, you know, go on and donate. And, you know, you came up with a great thing here, and you have an extremely low administrative cost. Cause if you're saying, I mean, 100% of the proceeds are going to the program, that's fantastic to know, you know,
thank you.
Absolutely great. And you buy from local restaurants. And your
yeah,
local
health. Yeah, we're starting local, and we're working our way out. So this is for the whole state of Pennsylvania, eventually. But right now, we're starting local because, you know, local people are donating, and I want people to see what they're doing and how they're benefiting the healthcare workers. So.
All right. Well, you're on your way to the hospital right now, I think, is what's going on, or very soon. Is that right?
No.
Ah!
I don't go back to work until the 18th.
Oh, okay.
I'm a casual nurse at the hospital.
All
so
right.
I am doing school work.
Okay. Well, as everybody can, of course, tell, this is recorded, and we are not accepting any phone calls. So Punxsutawney, local Punxsutawney nurse, Joelle, thank you for doing this, and thank you for being our guest on Community Spotlight this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.